Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because it sounds like we're invited to the Preakness in the owner's suite if we can get that horse to the Baltimore race. Does he have to place at the Derby?
I mean, you may as well ask me how to do calculus. I mean, I got no idea.
We got to ask Rick Snyder. Ask our guy, Rick Snyder. Hit up Rick.
Don't tell him I'm asking. Just one of you guys.
Well, I'll ask him.
Yeah, there you go.
The flying mohawk gear is silly, though. I just love it. It's like a black hat with basically just a super green, like neon horse with a mohawk. I'm in. 30-1. Can I get you to hop on FanDuel this weekend, Danny, and support a pal and put a couple shekels down on Flying Mohawk?
Does that help? I don't know if it helps.
But that certainly doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help the horse go faster.
But it makes you have a little more fun, and you're rallying behind J-Dub's horse.
This might be the first Kentucky Derby I watch or have watched in decades.
Oh, are you out on the Derby? I forgot this.
Total waste of time.
So you're doing the Masters thing. What would you rather do? Watch the Derby or watch the Masters?
That's hard.
Is your animus toward horse racing the same as
similar
golf?
Yeah, similar. But the things that I don't like about the golf coverage are ramped up. It's 77 trillion hours of pageantry. It's dudes with headset on and like, yep, there's dirt on the ground and grass and they're in the paddock now. And then like it's everyone, look at the hats. And like it's so unentertaining and uninteresting to me. And then the race lasts for 17 seconds.
Guy, I love the Derby.
Right. I hate it. But I might watch this one because of I have a vet. This is the first time there's any kind of thing that's interesting to me.
You have a friend who owns the horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said we're friends.
Yeah, he did say that.
So stick that aside, though.
Mm-hmm.
You have no interest in the Kentucky Derby.
Never have.
Wow. I am fixated and enamored. I love the coverage. I like the big network feel. I like that NBC brings in all their top dogs like Mike Tirico to anchor everything. The broadcast is immaculate. The high definition is gorgeous. Everything about it, it's covered so well and beautifully, and it's an awesome event.
It's athletes I've never heard of, aka horses. And I've never heard of the people on them. There's nothing for me. Like, if you told me tomorrow, dude, the World Skateboarding Championships are tomorrow. The best in the world. And it's in high definition. And they brought in everybody that's important with the network. I don't know any of the skateboarders are.
Yeah,
it's the same level to me.
There's like, no history to it. I watched movies about horse racing, you know, throughout my childhood. Seabiscuit was one of the classic films. And there were others. Like, there's no romanticism there's no history behind skateboarding in that way. This was the biggest sport in America for decades. Now, it's granted, back when my grandfather was a teenager.
There's no good TV. Yeah, I mean, but at least there's like human athletes when it comes to skateboarding.
See, I like the fact that it's an animal. I think it's awesome that the horses are kind of the star.
Yeah, I can't buy a horse's jersey. I guess I can buy a t-shirt of Flying Mohawk.
Dude, I'm going to get you a Flying Mohawk hat.
I'm good. You buy it for yourself. I just can't get invested. To say that I've tried is disingenuous, but it holds no appeal to me. It never has.
1 to 10. 1, you could never watch 1 minute of Derby coverage again and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
10, you will watch the majority of it. You'll have people over. You'll dress up and do mint juleps. Mm-hmm. What is your interest in a Derby?
1. That's without this.
I think I am a normally 8.5. We've never done the party, but I'd love to do one.
Mm-hmm.
With this, 10 out of 10. Flying Mohawk is my guy. I'm all in. What about you, Dad? Horse racing guy? Kentucky Derby guy? Yay or nay?
Absolutely no interest at all.
In the Derby?
Horse racing at all in general. I have no interest in ever watching it.
Will you watch it knowing that Jason Wirth's horse Flying Mohawk is in the mix this weekend?
So, no.
You're still not interested.
That's where
it's not interesting to me watching horses run a track.
Have you ever watched the Kentucky Derby?
No. Mm-mm.
I think you'd like it.
I don't think I would.
I don't think you would.
No, here's why. You're a broadcast guy. You're a play-by-play guy. You enjoy the pageantry of sport. I'm telling you, there is a romanticism to the event that you would like. There's dudes wearing these strange outfits playing strange instruments.
I will say I do appreciate the broadcast element of it. The guys making the call of the race, that's incredible.
It's like a 90-person NBC telecast that day. They have now they're overdoing it with like random celebrities, and they bring in like, I don't know why, Aqib Talib will be there for some reason, like telling me what horse he likes. Like they do Von Miller bits, and I don't understand why they do that. But I mean, the amount of work, and I think other than a Super Bowl, there's nothing that a network could cover that takes more moving parts, and I am enamored by that.
There's more pageantry per minute of coverage than there is for any other sport, because the actual sport lasts 90 seconds. So what are the things that you hate the most about like an NFL pregame show or any kind of pregame show? Do that for 10 hours. Now you've got the Kentucky Derby.
That just seems excessive.
To me, it's so unwatchable, despite all the great personalities.
Kentucky Derby, in or out?
It's one of those things where I'll turn it on if there's nothing else on. But, like, I'll watch it. It's a minute. It's cool. But I'll never set things aside just to watch.
So you're not going full tough guy, but no, you're not.
Like, if I'm at home on my couch and I'm watching a game and I'll get the notification, like, oh, the Kentucky Derby's about to start, I'll turn over to the race, watch it for a minute, and be like, oh, cool, this horse run. Turn it back over and watch whatever I was doing. Just,
you guys are not appreciative of, like, the history of the event.
No.
Nah, not at all.
Like, a horse won before, and a different horse won before that.
17 million people watched last year. I can't find one guy in the studio right now that watches this thing. Tobes.
I will watch for about a 10-minute window. I'll turn on to see a little bit of the pageantry. I'll watch the race. I'll maybe watch a little bit of the celebration, and then it goes right back off. But I enjoy watching the actual Kentucky Derby race.
You do?
It's so much fun.
So it's an annual staple for you.
Do you need a rooting interest?
No, not at all.
That's what I don't get.
I don't either.
I think it's the biggest reason I don't watch racing in general. Like, I can't, like, just pretend to root for a driver or something like that.
That is a difference between you and I as a sports fan, we found.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a rooting interest. Although I will say, I make my own. Like, that day, what I'll do tomorrow.
Because you'll bet, right?
I do it every year. I'll bet on a horse. I'll read a bunch of stuff in the morning. I don't know anything about the horses right now. Honestly, for tomorrow, I'll probably make 2 or 3 bets on horses that have a chance, and then I'm going to ride with Flying Mohawk. But I'll get on the horn with my family and then my wife's family, and we'll do, like, dollar a horse. We'll have a pool going, and I will make it fun that way. Mm-hmm. It's just an opportunity to have a little fun. That's what I'll do. But my wheelhouse, like, we won't do this, but what would be awesome is to have people over, do some mint juleps, everybody hangs out, and just a reason to have a little watch party, like a Super Bowl. Do squares at the Super Bowl. We're betting on the ponies. But I just think, maybe it's the broadcast nerd. I think the telecast is sick. I think it's awesome. I love, there's 8,000 moving parts, and I'd love to know what's going on in those trucks with the producers and the directors. And
they fill so many hours.
Yeah, like I watch the whole thing, but I watch, like Toby said, he said 10 minutes or so. I'll tune in for 30 or 40, then my kid needs something. Then I'll come back and I'll do 20 or 30 minutes, and Mike Tirico's telling me the story of the jockey on Wirth's horse who literally almost died in a crash.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll get 10, 12 minutes, and then eventually we run this thing. And the 15 minutes before, when they start loading up the gates until they run it, until about 5 minutes after, those 20 minutes are a top 10 sporting event of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Top 10, wow.
I mean,
it's not even top 10 in May for me. Like, not even top 10 on May 3rd.